Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. This is part five of my series on becoming a better artist. And in the previous installments of this conversation, I've touched on some personal things that I've been trying to work through. One of them just being the ability to create. And I came across something that stuck with me, really resonated with the current state of everything. And it is the idea that we can't be in creative mode if we're in survival mode. And that resonated with me a lot because I've definitely felt like I'm in survival mode. And it has had a real impact on my ability to be effective in my creative efforts. So I want to talk about that a little bit. First off, I think it would be helpful to explain some of the facets of survival mode. Survival mode, let's say it's broken down in many different ways, and not all of them are probably applicable, but if any one of these feels predominant for us, then we could be dealing with that. And so it's good to be aware of it. At its core, survival mode comes out of our fight or flight instincts, comes out of the idea of whether or not we feel safe and secure. And if we're dealing with that fight or flight, then we most likely might feel trapped, threatened, or limited in some way. And so one of the things is in survival mode, we might feel that everything is urgent. Everything has an immediate deadline. It has to be done right now. There's no waiting. And that level of stress and anxiety becomes very, very real. We could also feel that plans are regularly being canceled or rescheduled. And they might be. They might be getting canceled or rescheduled by us. And that could leave us, be an indicator that we are in survival mode, because we don't want to put ourselves out there. We don't want to be any more accountable to a situation than we already are. And so we might try and isolate ourselves, and like an animal might hide in its burrow. We could do that by not keeping ourselves active, I guess you could say. We might feel that we need help, but we struggle with asking for it. Again, remember, feeling in survival mode is a part of that fight or flight. It's difficult to ask for help if we don't feel like we have trust. It's difficult to ask for help if we don't have the confidence that the resources and people around us are actually interested in helping us. And so if we're in survival mode, we might be finding ourselves feeling that we need help, but we struggle with asking for it. And that leads directly into the next facet. We could feel overwhelmed. Everything could be big and could be weighing on us. Something I like to say a lot is that the storm is always bigger when you're in it. And the illustration I give for that, I grew up in the Midwest, and a lot of that is not very hilly, so you can see for quite a distance. And during the non-winter season, because which, you know, is shorter or longer depending on where you are, but rains come in, and sometimes you can be in an area that's bright and sunny and look towards the horizon and you can see the rain clouds pouring down water on whatever land is underneath it. And it's small when you see it from a distance. You could just lift your hand and cover it with a finger, and it's not that big of a deal. But if we happen to be underneath that rain cloud, well, in many cases, that's all we see. All we see is the storm when we're in it. And similar to that, if we're feeling that we're in a state of survival mode, we could be feeling overwhelmed. We could be feeling like we are stuck in the thick of the storm. And that leads into the next one, which is of a feeling, a lack of feeling of joy. I use joy here specifically. I'm not talking about happiness. I like how, I wish I could remember who it was that explained it. I heard it a long time ago, and I've just stolen it because it makes sense. But joy is lasting, where happiness is momentary. We can be happy to enjoy, say, a sweet treat from wherever. Or we can be happy because we heard a joke and it just brightened our day, or we saw a friend and it brightened our day. But we can feel joy in the face of challenges because we have healthy relationships. We know that we're loved. We are of good physical health and emotional health. And those things can lead to a feeling of joy even in the face of challenges and obstacles, things that we have to overcome. But we can feel a lack of joy if we're in survival mode, because again, it's causing us to close in and isolate and become selfish. And we start making comparisons to the world around us, and we rob ourselves of that joy because we're not allowing ourselves to see the value that still exists. Which leads us to our next facet. Being in survival mode can cause us to be reactive rather than proactive. Anyone who knows me more than likely has heard me rant at some point about the importance of being proactive versus reactive. And on a certain level, we're always going to have reactionary moments because life is as much what we do as what happens to us. So there's going to be moments where we react. However, if we're in survival mode, we are only reacting. We are essentially making ourselves a victim because of the perception that we're now adopting, because we feel that we're threatened at that level, that our survival might be at risk. And that then leads into the next facet, which is our efforts might seem like they're all risky. Like everything's a huge risk. Even things that we may have done normally in the past now feel like we have to second guess them, or they put us at a higher extreme level of vulnerability. And that is purely because of the perception that we now find ourselves in, where we feel threatened and we're in survival mode. And all of that then leaves us feeling that we're not able to see our wins. We're not able to see where we succeed. We're not able to celebrate the good because everything feels like at best it's just good enough. Again, we're surviving. We're not thriving. And things like the pandemic and the volatile social climate, the cultural inability to communicate and talk and listen and understand and operate from a position of support and love might leave a lot of us feeling like we're in survival mode. Could also come out of just failing, and we maybe took a big risk. That risk didn't play out the way we had wanted it to. Now we feel like we've made a fool of ourselves and we're never going to get an opportunity again, or we've hurt a relationship and we had maybe invested a lot of ourselves into that relationship. And then all this craziness happened, and now we don't know what to do. And we feel like at best, we're just going to survive and make it forward. Clearly, it's not a state that we want to stay in. So how do we get out of it? The short answer is you have to take purposeful action, which I touched on in a previous episode, but let's break it down further. If we want to get from point A to point B, a lot of people will tell you that you want to, you know, you focus on where you want to be, and there's wisdom in that. But we don't want to skip the first step. We have to know where point A is. We have to know where we are. A lot of us take that for granted. You know, we go on journeys every day, whether it's to work or the store or a road trip with friends, and we're leaving from a familiar place. And so we don't bother to think about the fact that a key facet, the first step of a journey, is to know where we're starting from. And so we have to acknowledge that we might be in survival mode, or more specifically, we are in survival mode, and it's affecting us. It's not allowing us to be creative. It's not allowing us to have healthy dialogue with friends and family and neighbors. Maybe we're more irritable. We're closed off. We're feeling stressed. We're not sleeping well. We physically are anxious. Maybe we have a loss of appetite, or we're drinking more than we should. There's all sorts of symptoms that we can use to identify that we might be in survival mode. And then if we go through the facets that I covered just a moment ago, and we see that any of those, say at least half of them, really resonate with us, we're in survival mode. And we need to take the time to address it. And the first thing to do is to acknowledge that it even exists. We are in survival mode, and we need to get out of it. So then what do? Well, no doubt by acknowledging it, we also realize that we're at a deficit. Well, don't complain about it. Complaining is a very, very specific thing. It is that step past identifying where the deficit is, and it is now simply focusing on the fault or the lack found within the situation. So we need to stop complaining, because we're trying, or we are, making moves to become on a positive turn. Well, one of the quickest ways to find ourselves in a positive sequence of events is to not be negative. So once we've acknowledged that we're in survival mode, the last thing we want to do is focus on the negative. Instead, let's do the opposite. And we've now acknowledged the full situation. Now we need to focus on our area of influence. We need to identify areas for growth, and we need to be candid with ourselves. We may have developed habits and relationships during our time of survival mode that are not healthy for us. Those relationships aren't always with people. They could be with types of entertainment, habits that we've formed, the way we are investing ourselves within our home life, or they could be our approach to our work. We need to identify how we talk to ourselves, and is there a way we can talk to ourselves better? Identifying these areas for growth are huge, because the next thing we're going to need to do is forgive ourselves. Once we've identified everything and we now acknowledge and can see the truth of a situation, it's quite common for humans to start taking blame on themselves, or start looking at it and saying, well, there's something wrong with me. Stop that. We're focusing on how to move forward and to be better. We're not doing ourselves any favors by attacking ourselves. Yes, be candid. Yes, acknowledge where we may have failed. But do not sit in a place of shame and condemnation. That'd be like the saying, hey, you know, I want to get off of this sinking ship, but I'm going to wait for someone else to carry me off of it. And you just sit on it until it's underwater. It doesn't make any sense. Or you focus on the fact that, yeah, it's sinking and we need to get off of it. But before I take any productive action to do that, I'm going to focus on all the ways that I could have avoided the ship sinking to begin with. We're not doing yourself any favors in that regard. So forgive yourself. But part of forgiving ourselves is accountability. It's taking ownership of the fact that we even had something to forgive. And it might mean that we need to embrace that insecurity, that vulnerability, and even ask for help. Assess the people around us. Be honest again in recognizing who's someone that might be able to help us move forward. Find those people and ask for help. Even if it's just one person. Then, engage your growth and take responsibility. We've taken accountability, right? So again, we acknowledged it. We've let go of complaining. We identified that we have room for growth, right? We found where we fell short and we were candid with ourselves. We forgave ourselves for doing that. We've now assessed the people around us and identified that there are individuals who could help us succeed and help us move forward. The next step is to engage our growth and take responsibility. We have to take action, decisive, purposeful, enthusiastic action, to no longer be controlled by feeling like we're in survival mode, and instead choose to take a step forward. While we're doing that, some of the things that will help us is find the lessons that we need to learn. We've identified where we fell short. What do we learn from that? What do we learn from that so that we can move forward and be better? Do we have a plan? We should make one. We should absolutely make one, because again, this is a journey. Life is a journey. And so we need to know where we are and where we're trying to be, and then make the plan to get there. For myself, I very much want to have a productive year creatively. So one of the things that I did is I know that I also respond strongly to collaboration and being accountable to others. So I'm working on finishing Chapel and upgrading Chapel so that it's the best graphic novel that I've produced so far. But then I've also reached out to collaborate with other people in my creative circles so that I can continue to have projects and people to work with. And it keeps me excited, even though I have to get a day job and I have life responsibilities. And I don't have the privilege at the moment to work full-time as a creative person. I believe that I will. I believe that I will earn it. And I'm going to celebrate when that happens. But until then, I needed to know what I needed as a person to make it worth it to put in the effort to continue to move forward when you don't have monetary compensation or the praise of adoring fans or whatever it is that can help a creative person feel rejuvenated and excited about doing their work. And so I had to humble myself and recognize that I need others to help me maintain my motivation and my desire to move forward. And that is actually the next step, is ensure that your needs are met. That's a huge thing. And it's not a want. Like, we have to know what we need. And it also has to do with physical health. Are we eating well? Are we getting enough sleep? Are we exercising and keeping our body and our mind healthy? And also, are we keeping ourselves emotionally healthy, being around good people, consuming media and content that builds us up and moves us forward? There's plenty of stuff out there that's entertaining. There's plenty of stuff out there that we can lose time scrolling through. The people who are doing the best, those individuals are consuming media that helps them grow while also possibly entertaining themselves. Or they have a balance. Maybe they'll spend however long scrolling on a social media platform or even chit-chatting with people in text message if they're just having more personal interaction. But then they temper that, they balance it by also feeding their mind with information and challenging themselves to continue to be better. We have to recognize what our needs are in those regards and meet those needs. Because once our needs are met, that anxiety, again, this is about overcoming a feeling of survival mode. If our needs are met, then we aren't feeling like we're lacking or we're threatened or that our entire world's going to fall over because our foundation is weak. I had a very sincere and open conversation with my wife. And I talked to her about what I needed, what I need as a creative person, and where I struggle with the balance between the expectations I put on myself in regards to being a good husband and partner, while also recognizing that I need certain things from her to help me be fulfilled as Anthony, the creative person. And I'm very fortunate that she responded kindly to those things and decided to meet me halfway. And I've also reached out to some of my friends and companions and expressed to them, here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I would like to accomplish, and provided them the opportunity to decide how supportive they want to be. They don't necessarily have to be supportive at all. But if we don't have that conversation, then we rob that relationship of the growth opportunity. And so I needed to be more vulnerable, and I needed to be more willing to say, look, this is what I'd like. And do you think you want to be a part of that? And again, people who wanted to, they said, yeah, man, I care about you so much that I'm going to make this investment into you as a person. And I don't mean to sound cheesy, but I mean, that's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing feeling to know that someone can love you that much. But it only happens if we're willing to be vulnerable enough to share what our needs are. And again, all of this plays into the final thing, the core thing, the solution to overcoming survival mode that absolutely must happen. And that is, we have to take action. We have to assess that action, and we have to stay objective. Remember, this is a journey. We're not just going to flip a switch and no longer in survival mode. And we're not going to get past it and have it never come back to threaten us again. This is something that, as we move out of uncontrolled circumstances that may have shaken us on a creative level, we need to continue to acknowledge the truth of our circumstance, acknowledge the truth of our day, acknowledge where we might be falling short or need to grow as an individual, and then make, once we've done that, make purposeful choices to move forward. This longer steps that I just went through is like an expanded version of a four-part sequence that I've talked about before. The first thing is, we have to acknowledge the bad and focus on the good, right? Recognize what is on both sides. Don't get caught up in victim mindset and say, woohoo, boohoo, woe is me. But also don't become overly idealistic and not recognize that there's areas that need to be improved if we truly want to accomplish what we want in life. Then step two is acknowledge that as long as we have the ability to do, we have the potential to succeed. We've acknowledged the bad. We've chose to focus on the good. By focusing on the good, we have identified areas for growth. And if there's areas for growth, then that's stuff we have the ability to do. Be self-aware. Know what we can accomplish. Know what we can accomplish individually and with help. And then that's our pathway to success, once we see that. So step one, again, acknowledge the bad, focus on the good. Step two is, as long as we have the ability to do, we have the potential to succeed. Step three is always forward, forward always. And what that means is we have to stay directionally correct. We have to know where we're going, and we have to make choices that move us towards that goal. The key thing that I like to emphasize about that step of the process is it is not about speed. Speed, at the end of the day, is only consequential when compared with the overall spread of time. What matters is if we're going in the right direction, because you could have one guy driving at 80 miles an hour, but if he's just 1 degree off, well, in a short span of time, he's going to be miles and miles away from what his target was. Or if you have a person going 30 miles an hour, but they are always on point, they will get to the destination sooner than the individual who is driving at 80 miles an hour. Stay directionally correct. Always move forward so we can move forward always. And then the last part is make it happen. We have to own it. We have to know that if at the end of the day, life changes, People leave us, people die, there's challenges, whatever it is, but we make it happen. We have to make our own individual sacrifice. We have to be the one that's committed and moving forward. We have to be the one who's putting in the work. And yes, all of this is much easier to say than to implement. But everything is easier to say because speaking is just application of wind and vibrations, whereas taking action requires energy and effort and sacrifice and purpose and focus, and we have to be invested. But that's step four. We have to make it happen. We have to be the one to take ownership, to take accountability, to take the responsibility, to see that the life we want is the life that we're making for ourselves. So if you're like me, and this episode is as much for me as it is for anyone who might be listening, survival mode is real. Survival mode is valid. How we perceive things should not be downplayed. How we feel about things should not be minimized. Yet, we still owe it to ourselves to take the ownership of the situation and take accountability for our circumstances and make choices that move us into a better place, ourselves and those around us. So I hope that this was beneficial. I found the information beneficial, and so I had to share it with you. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. Come back again. There'll be another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast very soon. Again, this is my Becoming a Better Artist. And this whole idea of overcoming survival mode is because we need to get past it so that we can be in creative mode. I look forward to seeing what you create. I look forward to sharing with you what I'm creating. And until next time, be well, friends.